The Ministry of Hemp podcast is proud to partner with Joy Organics. Head to joyorganics.com and check out their full line of premium THC-free broad-spectrum CBD products. And be sure to check out their new line of 10-milligram CBD gummies. Joy Organics is a proud sponsor of the Ministry of Hemp podcast and wants to help you add CBD to your daily regimen. Joy Organics, spread the joy. I'm Matt Baum, and this is the Ministry of Hemp podcast, brought to you by ministryofhemp.com, America's leading advocate for hemp and hemp education. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, so today on the show, we are talking chocolate, but of course, chocolate with a hemp twist. CBD-infused chocolate, to be precise. Today on the show, I'm going to talk to David Little of Incentive Gourmet about CBD-infused chocolate, the CBD chocolate business, and as it turns out, the chocolate CBD business can be just as frustrating and ill-informed as the rest of the CBD business. Luckily, there's guys like David who understand that doing it the right way means doing it the hard way sometimes. Now, CBD chocolates can sound like a joke or a clever shtick to charge you way too much for chocolate. And some companies are certainly doing just that, not Incentive Gourmet. They put a very large dosage in their chocolates. Their packaging is very upfront about the dosage in each chocolate, and like any good and reputable CBD company, they use independent third-party labs to actually verify how much CBD is in the chocolates that you're getting. Of course, that's going to make for a more expensive product, but David's not afraid of that, and he doesn't shy away from that either. He believes in quality. He believes in efficacy. He's an old-school guy, and I gotta say, I really like talking with him. Here is my conversation with David Little of Incentive Gourmet.
You know, everybody in the chocolate business knows everybody. Most of the people in chocolate business have different aspects. You got your small chocolatier kind of person that has a shop that makes stuff and,
right,
and has happy business in the retail. Then you get the guys like me that work B2B with companies. We specialize in coming up with unique items and supporting big purchases. We're mid-sized companies.
Sure.
Then, of course, you have the big guys who make the retail brands.
The Hershey's, the Mars, stuff like that.
The retail gain.
Right.
You know, they're fully automated houses, whether you're talking about Mars or Hershey's or, you know, See's Candy or Ethelens or
sure,
whoever. Those are that level. We're sort of an anomaly because we do B2B, but we have no retail. We do some online, but we have no retail. If you're a retailer, and I get a lot of calls from chocolate retail guys that are afraid to get into CBD.
Sure.
Because they're like, well, you know, what would my customers say? I said, they'd probably freak.
Yeah,
they'd probably
love it.
I don't have care of that because I operate out of a 10,000-square-foot factory, and nobody comes visit me.
Fair enough. When you say B2B, what does that mean?
I mean selling business to business. In other
business
words, I work
business
with companies that do marketing and promotion and use chocolate as a way to get the word out and promote their brand.
Gotcha.
We work for everybody from Christian Dior to Bacardi to Revlon to Diageo to many others. I mean, hell, I've been in business now since 1992. That's a lot of customers.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We got into CBD because we were asked by a friend in Ohio who was asked by a THC company to make chocolate for him.
Okay.
He couldn't make it in Ohio. So they came to us. We cut our teeth. We learned something from these guys. They learned something from us. Even though they had a chocolate background, they didn't know everything. They learned systems from me. I learned infusing CBD with them.
Fair enough.
And we decided to take the road less traveled in the CBD world, which is what I call the A road. 99% of the companies are on the B road, whether they're manufacturing product or vape shops or retailers. They're all in it for the short run. They're selling dubious product. I shouldn't say everybody, but a large majority. They're
sure.
using isolate.
There's plenty out there that are doing it
wrong. Around in a few years. We only use full spectrum.
Right.
Or as we correctly say, phytocannabinoid hemp oil, to be totally politically correct.
Where do you guys get your hemp oil from? Where is that coming from?
Well, it depends.
Yeah.
When we do private label, it gets supplied to us by our partners.
Okay.
We don't care. You know, I shouldn't say we don't care. We go through a lot of steps.
Right.
To make sure it's legit. Because a lot of it isn't.
Yeah.
We know where to buy it from. We can buy it from Europe. We can buy it. The price keeps dropping on both isolate and full spectrum hemp. It's dropped 60-70% in the last month.
Wow. Why is that?
Oversupply. More people making it, less people buying it.
Oh, gotcha. Actually. Really? So you guys are basically, you're looking and you are saying, all right, we know we want to do a full spectrum. We know we have buyers and we know what we want to do with it in our chocolates. And you basically go, who can offer me the best price at that point?
No, it's more than that. It's who can offer me the best product. I'll pay more for the right. I can buy CBD from Europe.
Sure.
For $12,000 a kilo, which is four times what it is from the U.S. But there's situations where my buyer requires all that European kosher certification, blah,
right.
blah, 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 blah.
Right.
We've never used isolate. Isolate has been deemed to be illegal by certain people, certain lawyers. 80% of the companies use isolate because it's both tasteless, it's cheap, and it's easy to use.
Yeah.
We will use isolate as long as we, A, know the customer, B, they supply it, C, they sign all the releases. But we try not to because, again, we want to be on the A row. We know there's only going to be a few people left about a year from now, and quality trumps price in the long term.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of people on the low roads. And they're getting sued by lawyers, by the FDA. I can't tell you how many people come up to me and say, we'd really like you to make us a chocolate bar because we want our own brand. So mm-hmm. I'm like, well, what are you doing now? Well, we're buying this chocolate bar for $3 and it's got 300 milligrams in it. I said, no, it doesn't.
No.
Because it doesn't have 300 milligrams. It has 30, 40, or 50.
Right.
Well, you don't care. Well, I said, you're not buying from me because I'm not going to charge you what he's charging you. If you're going to buy it from me, you're going to do it right because I'm not going to put my name on it or even be in the stream of consciousness, even if it is your name.
Right.
So we will test it, make sure it comes out right. And if they want to say it's 300 milligrams and they say it's 600, that's their problem. But we won't encourage that. So we've avoided making chocolate for many people because there's a lot of get rich quick in this industry.
Of course. Of course. So
they're all being sued and going out of business.
So how does it work in a situation? Let's say I am a customer and I come to you. From what you sent me, it sounds like you have one plant that is doing CBD and one that is not. Is that right? Or is it the same building, just separate?
Same building, separate setups.
Okay.
Separate facilities. But we also will work with other suppliers. See, I put together a consortium of food people that I've known over the years that are interested in getting into CBD.
Right.
Don't have the time or expertise. So they know me. I know them. We trust each other. So I have an affiliated baker that I work with. I have an affiliated hard candy manufacturer that does it the right way, not like everybody else does it, because he's been doing it for over 100 years.
Wow.
These guys are all FDA approved.
Yeah.
They've been doing their thing. So I go to them, I say, you want to make CBD? They say, sure, show us how. And we've done that. Now, we are really the chocolate guys, and we're the packaging and everything else. You know, we're not trying to be everything to everybody, but we know who can make baked goods.
Right.
We know who make hard candy. So, you know, we're sort of backtracked a little bit and want to stay in the chocolate. So people come to me and ask me to make private label chocolate. I evaluate if there are kind of client and what they want.
And this private label, that would be just for them. You would say, I'm not going to sell that to anybody else. It's just for you, Christian Dior,
yeah,
for example.
Bounds, it's Bounds CBD. I can't sell it to anybody else. It's Bounds brand.
Fair enough.
We do make our own brand, but we don't really push it because I'm not anxious to push it. I'd rather be private label. We also work with infusing non-CBD. We took our CBD knowledge and said, heck, we can infuse chocolate with anything. We understand how to do it now. We actually have culinary trained chefs on staff. We also have culinary chefs in Belgium that work with us, wow, come over here periodically and vice versa. We have a culinary chef who's a professor at a leading culinary school that wants to be of counsel, I would say. So we have enough resources to draw on, but we're not going to make a $3 candy bar with that kind of
pedigree,
for lack of a better term.
Well, and anybody who knows what they're looking for is going to say that's entirely too cheap to be what it says it is anyway. So, I mean, you're just going to shoot yourself in the foot.
There's a lot of people that want cheap. There's a lot of get-rich-quicks out there. I mean, right. I have people that call me and then disappear and then call me again and then disappear. It becomes like a game.
Yeah.
You know, we're ready to go. Well, you know, then they disappear. Then they come back. We're ready to go. And then they disappear. I'm like, don't call me again. These are the rules.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of them are in the vape CBD business. Look, there's a lot of people making money selling questionable products. We just don't want to be on that road because we think it's a short road. I'd rather be on the interstate.
Right, exactly. How shifty is this? Are you constantly being contacted by people that are working below your levels or standards or reputation?
Yes, we get contacted all the time because people say, oh, I'd like to make a candy bar. We don't like to make candy bars. Anybody can make a candy bar. You can make a candy bar in your house.
Right.
Can you make it right? No. So we don't like to make candy bars. We make them for some of our better clients because we use their molds. If you really want to make a candy bar with a logo correctly, it's thousands of dollars.
I'm sure.
To get molds that are professionally molds that are used to reproduce correctly. A lot of these people don't want to spend $3,000 up front. They say, I just want 500 candy bars, or I only want 1,000 candy bars.
Right.
Can you make it? And we're like, no, but other people will make it for you. Go call your local candy shop.
Sure.
Let them mix in the CBD by hand. Then wait till you get a knock from an attorney who sends it for testing and you don't test out.
Right.
And you'll go, why? You know, sometimes to do things right requires procedures and patterns and experience.
Do you have a full crew of people that are there that just do testing and stuff? You make a batch. I've requested a batch and I said I want it to be, I want CBD infused. You have a group of people that are testing each batch as it comes out?
No, we end up sending a certain batch out to you have to have an independent lab,
right,
first of all.
Okay.
That's one of the other games. A lot of people here say they have independent labs, but they don't. It's really caveat emptor, as they say.
Yeah.
And I just had a conversation with a guy, and I think he knows what he's doing. But I said to him, I read your independent test lab's results, but why are they on your letterhead? That's not independent,
Not exactly, is it?
All the time. I see that all the time. If you picked up 20 websites, they would all say the same thing. We believe in the highest quality.
Sure.
And we test and we this and we that. Now, I can read through the lines and know what's going on. Most people can't.
Right.
They just assume that, it's tested. What does that mean? And the big guys do it right, but most of the other guys don't. Most of the stuff you see for sale doesn't even have the results online.
Of course.
Because they don't test out. It's very simple.
And you're not so much worried about, when you say testing out, it's not so much making sure that the CBD is what it is because you know who you're buying from. It's making sure that the amount that you're saying is in it is actually in the candy bar
There's two parts to doing it right. You have to get the heavy metals you get heavy metals, pesticides, and a full lab test of the CBD you're using, number one. Somebody says, I'm going to supply you with the CBD. How do you know it's not arsenic?
Right.
So they give you their results for an independent lab. Unless you really know them, you test it anyway. So you test it that way to make sure it's legit.
Of course.
Then you do what's called a COA, a certificate of authenticity, which says that you have correctly dosed it. If you're saying there's 20 milligrams in a piece, you better be between 20 and 25.
Right.
Most people don't have either of those. Some will not have the second, will have only the first, which doesn't mean anything. Some will have the second, but it won't be an independent lab. And most don't have either. The guys who are in the vape shops are selling the stuff made by the guys that don't have either.
Yeah.
These are also, by the way, the guys that are facing multiple class action lawsuits in the state of California because some lawyers finally said, we'll spend $80 and get a test. And under California, we don't have to even buy the product.
Yeah.
We'll just sue the sucker because he says it's got 300 milligrams and it's only got 25.
Right.
We'll just sue him. And they're suing everybody to get their hands on.
I will say that one of the major differences I've seen between your chocolates and some of the ones that you're talking about is the packaging. And your packaging is very plain and very upfront. This has been tested. This contains this. This is exactly what you're getting. I thought that was really impressive, honestly.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say it's my packaging. It's correct packaging.
Sure.
We know it has to be disclosed. That's another problem. Most of the guys in this industry don't understand the packaging and labeling laws. I mean, I have a whole closet here of stuff that's just horrendous. It would never pass the FDA. But it's selling. You know, it's selling. So who am I to tell them what to do?
Sure.
But the point I'm getting at is, you know, we have experience. We know what to do. A lot of people don't. But they're making money and they're in it and they don't care.
I would think, though, being ahead of the game like you are, when the FDA does get involved in this, and they're going to, you're already ahead of the game. You're done. You've got your stuff
right
there.
I already have the FDA inspect my plant. They've been in here for 20 years. Now, there's other certifications that, depending on who you're selling, is required. You know, for example, if you're selling vape shops and CBD shops, they don't care about certifications. If you're selling Walmart, Target, and large chains, they expect certifications that nobody has in this industry, including me.
Absolutely.
They expect certain certifications for them to carry your product. Nobody has those certifications. I don't care what people tell you.
Right.
So some of them are looking the other way.
Let me ask you on the chocolate and CBD business itself, how does it work? You get the CBD. You've been making chocolate for more than 25 years. How did you learn to combine the two? Like, what is the actual process?
What is the process? Well, you have to mix it. It depends how it comes in, oil or powder.
Yeah.
You have to mix it, and you have to have expensive equipment because you cannot mix it by hand. Most of these people are mixing it by hand, I might add.
Like literally just stirring it in?
Well, you imagine CBD the size of a quart of milk.
Okay,
imagine that.
Right.
Then imagine 100 pounds of chocolate.
Okay.
Now that CBD, let's say, equates to 10 milligrams a piece.
Okay.
So it's math. Based on 100 pounds of chocolate and the size of your chocolate, whether it's a bar or a piece, you'll know what your yield is. But picture 100 pounds of chocolate and a milk carton of CBD. That milk carton of CBD has to be mixed ratably to get down to 10 milligrams. So let's say that milk carton weighs a pound. Okay, so a pound is 453 grams.
Right.
Okay, 453 grams times 1,000 is milligrams. You got to get 10 into that piece. Do you think you can mix that by hand?
I would assume
impossible.
No. I would assume absolutely not.
No, you have to mix it by machines, expensive machinery that's required to work that allows you to ratably mix the solutions and produce the piece so that when you send it out to a lab, it tests positively.
Right.
It tests correctly. That's the best word.
Yeah, correct is what you're looking for. So
you can't do it by hand. There's no way to do it by hand. We have pastry and chocolate chefs. They can't do it by hand.
No, I'm sure.
That doesn't mean we don't make small batches of infused items, but you can't do it by hand. It's impossible.
Of course.
Let's take a quick break to talk about this week's sponsor. Ministry of Hemp is proud to partner with Joy Organics, who provides a full line of very high quality THC full spectrum CBD products for both internal and external use. Everything from tinctures, soft gels, energy drinks to salves, CBD creams, and bath bombs. They even have pet products. And they just rolled out a new line of 10 milligram CBD gummies. Our editor-in-chief, Kit, has been using them, and here's what he had to say. Joy Organics gummies are a convenient, fun way to get your broad-spectrum hemp extract. I love their new strawberry lemonade flavor and the BPA-free plastic jar is an easy way to take your infused treats anywhere. With 10 milligrams of CBD per gummy, you can use these gummies to easily supplement your routine in a tasty way. The new Joy Organics gummies come in two delicious flavors, strawberry lemonade and green apple orchard. Each one is 10 milligrams of CBD per gummy with 30 gummies per pack. They're water-soluble CBD, which is going to increase your bioavailability. I will be talking more about bioavailability on an upcoming show real soon here, so watch for that. The gummies are vegan, gluten-free, and produced in an allergy-free facility with high-quality ingredients that meet whole food standards and use only natural flavors and flavoring. They don't melt easy or stick together for durability during the summer months, and they are lightly dusted with organic cane sugar for additional sweetness and flavor. We love Joy Organics at Ministry of Hemp because they have done the hard work, they are laboratory tested, they are upfront, and they are clear about their product. And for a limited time at checkout, use the code capital M, capital O, capital H, 20. That's M-O-H in all capitals, 20, 2-0, to get 20% off your purchase at joyorganics.com. Super excited to partner with these guys. They're a great company putting out great products, and I'm excited to try their new gummies. joyorganics.com. Use the code M-O-H-20 for 20% off. Just for being a Ministry of Hemp listener. Thanks again to Joy Organics for sponsoring the Ministry of Hemp podcast.
So from there, it's poured into a mold, cooled, and you have CBD chocolates.
More or less.
Okay. And different clients can contact you. Like you said, you've worked with Christian Dior and stuff, and they say, well, we want it to have our signature on it or something like that. And if you say, yeah.
Well, they're not in those packs. Those clients I'm talking about are not in the CBD world. They're in the B2B world.
Oh, gotcha. They're just
buying
chocolate.
They have custom packaging. We use European techniques for printing the chocolate.
Sure.
Everybody has different packaging requirements. You know, if you're Christian Dior or you're Bacardi or Diageo, you have certain requirements.
Of course.
Of what you want it to look like.
So who are your customers that are buying the CBD? Who are you marketing that to?
Well, we usually do a lot of private label.
Okay.
I can't really tell you who my clients are.
Right. No, but I mean like a generic.
But they're in
speaking,
the marketplace.
Okay.
And they wanted a professionally made product to their specs, to their packaging, whether I design the package, they design the packaging, it doesn't matter. It still has to be approved by them.
Sure.
You know, and then they go to market with the... Now, a lot of the companies we deal with are in the THC chocolate world.
Okay.
So they're smart enough to know that they can't manufacture CBD and THC in the same facility. It's the same as managing baking bread and gluten-free bread in the same facility. There's
right.
too much of a risk of cross-contamination. So they know that if they have us do their CBD, they don't have any chance because we don't have any THC.
That's perfect.
So it's a safety measure. So, you know, they come, they visit us, you know, it depends who the client is.
And this is like a health food store or like a CBD shop. These are the kind of clients you're dealing with?
Well, no, we're dealing more with brands that are in these places.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Now we are working on a program. One thing we can do is we can take our CBD chocolate, which you tasted, the smaller piece,
mm-hmm.
and we already know how to package it. I mean, you know, we already know all the requirement of the packaging. So we're working on a program that could be sort of interesting, which would allow any CBD retailer, vape shop or others, to have their personalized chocolate. What's gone on in this industry over the last couple of years is people can get oils. Oils are very popular. Oils are whatever, 60% of the market, tinctures.
You're right.
And the people making oils have developed custom programs. In other words, for only a couple thousand dollars, you can make your own oils and have your label on it.
Right.
They're still, you know, pouring the oil into the bottle for you and for Jim and for Jane and for Jack. But they're then printing up a label and applying it to the bottle in the dropper.
It's like a white label and service you're talking about, basically.
It's white label. Okay. That's the word for it. It's not private label. It's white label.
Right.
So they're doing it for 20 different people with the same batch. Now, we can do it with chocolate, but we can do it for probably as small a run as a couple hundred pieces. And all we have to do, and we have written software that allows people to upload their images online on a different part of our business. So you could have Baum's CBD. You could upload your name and location, and we could turn around and make you as small a run as 200 pieces, 100 milk, 100 dark, and you could have Baum's, just like you're trying to do, because all these stores are trying to extend their brand.
Right.
And they can do it with oils. Like 7-Eleven doesn't have 7-Eleven hot dogs, 7-Eleven coffee.
Right.
They have everyone else's brand.
Right.
But if 7-Eleven could have 7-Eleven coffee, they would do it.
Sure.
Well, all these CBD stores have the ability to have their own tinctures. It's no big deal because it's the program set up. We're going to do that in edibles, and you know, for $500, you can have your own brand.
And what's the turnaround on that? If I call you tomorrow and I'm like, I need 200 Baum's, I want 100 light, 100 or 100 milk chocolate, 100 dark. What's my turnaround time?
Probably a week.
That's amazing.
Sure. Well, we have the product. What we would have to do is now the packaging would be a pretty much a foil bag with stickers on the front and back.
Right.
But, you know, that's all you can do. I mean, if you want to be professional, then we get into like multiple thousands of pieces that we do for other companies. Then you do the whole packaging your way.
Sure.
That's private label.
Sure.
But I think there's a big opportunity for guys who want to have white label and have their own brand.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we haven't fleshed that out yet, but it's no big deal. We're already doing it on another side of our business. I just have to figure out how to get the word out, because God knows there's a zillion vape and CBD stores and health food stores that would
popping
love to have
every day
step into
too.
The CBD market for $499.
Yeah,
that's not
unreasonable at all. That's pretty cool. Can I ask you?
Right. Quality, and it's got all the tests. It's got all the right stuff, not like a lot of that other stuff out there.
Right. Are you worried at all about the future of this once the FDA does get involved and says, all right, we have FDA recommendations now. What happens when, like, Mars or Hershey's moves into the market? Are you worried about that at all?
No, I think that actually might be good. First of all, it'll knock out all the crappy products that are made incorrectly or mislabeled. I think that right now the low quality that's out there is hurting the industry.
I totally agree.
Of poor products.
Totally agree.
It's as if everybody had bad coffee, then all of a sudden Starbucks came along.
Yeah.
Then everybody upgraded their coffee.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
I already know how to make good coffee. for the analogy. But there's always going to be a place for quality. Starbucks or in your case, Mars, they all want to be, I'm not looking to be in every retail spot. God knows how many places carry M&Ms.
Right.
Okay?
They're trying to be in 7-Eleven, like you said.
CBD M&Ms. Hey, that's great. That'll help spread the word. But, you know, I make a more upscale product than an M&M. And I like M&Ms, don't get me wrong. But the point I'm getting at is that will draw attention. That will get rid of a lot of the low-quality stuff.
Definitely.
There'll be a place for somebody like me, for people who want private label, who are legit. So I don't see that. The only bad part of the FDA getting involved is if they come in and say, okay, you have to be a pharmaceutical company. That'll knock the whole industry out.
Yeah, definitely.
Because nobody wants to afford that testing. But if they set up reasonable rules under nutraceutical and they allow people to still do the business without hampering it or going over the extreme, I'm more than happy, because people are going to want legitimate manufacturing. There's private label out there for every product you see in the supermarket.
Sure.
Someone's making it, okay? And
sure.
Someone's making it who's got a legitimate operation. You know, I can't say the same about every CBD product out there.
Right. I hadn't thought of that, though. You're absolutely right. Let me ask you, no hard numbers. What is so obviously you make the your bulk of your business is baked goods and chocolates. What level do you think the CBD business is like right now compared to the rest of your business?
Oh, it's probably 25-30%.
Okay.
It's not, we haven't really pushed it as much as I could because I'm busy on the other sides of our business.
Sure.
And I'm really trying to I'm also trying to weigh out. I've been very picky. Look, if I was only living off of the CBD business, I'd be on the B road too.
Yeah.
I'd make as much money as I can and get out.
Right.
But that's not, I've been in business too long to do that. You know, so I'm just as happy to hone my skills, come up with new products, come up with new packaging, new designs, all that stuff.
Right.
As it allow me to offer more to my clients than it is for me to just keep making candy bars or whatever.
Sure. Are you seeing growth in that 25 to 30%? Is that up or is it down from when you started? Or
it's hard to tell. We don't have a long track record. CBD's only been around a couple of years.
I suppose that's true. Yeah. How long have you guys been doing CBD?
I think the future of CBD and edibles, a lot of this stuff, people are doing some infusions. It's as if somebody came. It's as if you just came out with white bread. Everyone's making white bread. That's
right.
CBD. Everyone's making white bread.
Right.
You know, some are making it into sandwiches. Some are selling it as packages of white bread that you can take home. Then a couple people came along and said, "Ooh, we can make sourdough. Ooh, we can make raisin.
Right.
Ooh, we can make rye." Same analogy. That's what's going on in CBD.
Fair enough.
You can only have so much white bread, you know?
Yeah, that's true. How long have you guys been putting CBD in chocolate?
A couple of years, which is like a lifetime in this industry.
Right. And what do you see the future here? Like, what do you think 5 years from now, what are you going to be saying about CBD in your chocolate? What do you think?
I still think there's going to be a demand for people. In other words, your M&M Mars, that was a name you came up with.
Right.
Whether it's them or the liquor company, they're all looking to go everywhere.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? But not everybody wants to carry M&Ms. Some people want to carry Godiva.
Right.
Some people want to carry fancy Swiss chocolates. You know, there's enough. You know, when you're a mid-sized manufacturer, you have to pick your battles and pick your places.
Absolutely.
You don't want to be everywhere because you can't compete with M&M's, Mars, or any of these companies. But there's enough other places. You know, there's a supermarket, and then there's a delicatessen.
Right.
And there's an upscale market. So there's plenty of places for you to go, make your return, have loyal customers, and just not get into the price game.
Sure.
Get into the quality game.
Are you seeing like chocolate shops reaching out and asking about like real chocolatiers, high end chocolate shops and stuff? Do they reach out to you about this stuff?
Periodically. I even have some who wanted to rent my spot because I have a more or less a CBD facility. I've
right.
had people ask me to rent out my facility, oddly enough. Chefs. There's still a lot of, you know, it's still those kind of people have full-time jobs.
Right.
And they're not, you know, they want to dabble, but they don't want to give up their full-time job. You either got to be in it or you're not. You know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah.
These other people, you know, I have consultants who are full-time chefs. I don't think anybody's going to leave what they're doing just to get into CBD. And you don't have to be a chef. You know, we have chefs, but you don't have to be a truffle chef to make, you know, a good product.
Of course.
You can make good product without all that. And those guys, a lot of those chefs are already working at very upscale restaurants or food chains and this and that. So they're eyeing CBD and trying to figure out how to get it in their menu.
Right.
But I don't think they're ready to leave their 9-to-5 job
yeah.
and put it all on the line to open up a CBD chocolate business or food business.
Have you heard any criticism from some of these people about you moving into CBD? Criticism as far as like, oh, well, they're just trying to find some new twist on it or whatever. It's not real chocolate or something like that. Anything like that?
No. If anything, I people I know are sort of like, okay, you can be the pioneer. Let us know how it goes.
Gotcha.
I get calls from other chocolate companies all the time asking me for information. And I work with them. I give them some information. You know, at the end of the day, they know how to make chocolate almost as well or even better than me in some cases. But they don't, what they're afraid of is they don't know their state laws.
Yeah, the legal
side. And they
don't know
how it'll affect their retail business.
Definitely. And none of them want someone to come in and say, all right, throw this entire warehouse away. You're not, you did it wrong, or you're not supposed to be doing it this way.
Right. They're afraid. I mean, I got calls from guys I know that do a lot of work for other people, and they're really worried that, you know, God forbid the FDA writes them up.
Yeah.
And says, oh, you know, or the state of Ohio says, you know, we have an action against XYZ. And then everyone's like, oh, shit, we bought our Easter bunnies there. We're not going there.
Yeah.
I'm an older guy. I made my stuff. I made my name, my reputation. I'm not Milton Hershey by any stretch.
Sure.
So I don't mind helping people, working with people. I know that people, some people have bought CBD for me and swear by it. Other people have bought it and it hasn't worked for them. You have to be realistic.
Yeah.
Not all medicine works.
Exactly.
But I have a loyal following of friends and associates that want to buy my CBD. I can't go to play golf without guys coming up to me at the golf club saying, I need to get more CBD from you. It's like really funny. It really is.
That's great.
I said, well, you know where my factory is. You've been there. So it's in a way, it's nice to help people. I mean, obviously, we have to pay the bills.
Of course.
People say to me, oh, CBD doesn't work, blah, blah, blah. Well, they're right. Some people it doesn't work on, but some it does.
Absolutely.
So if you can solve half the population and make some money out of it and be creative. I myself am more of a marketing entrepreneur. A lot of entrepreneurs tell you it's not about the money. It's about the challenge and the fun. I believe in that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, sure. I like to make a lot of money without a doubt, but it's the Wild West. A lot of people have compared CBD to the rise of the technology. A lot of people got into it.
Absolutely.
A lot of people went out of business. A lot of people made a lot of money. I see a lot of companies going public and not having enough earnings to sustain that.
Yeah.
Going out of business.
Just like any other business, though, it's a bubble right now, and it is going to burst. And the people that are doing it right will survive.
It's going to burst on the people that don't have legitimate businesses.
Yep.
So in a sense, I'm sort of happy, like, if the FDA comes in and throws out. What I don't understand is how many people swear by CBD and they're buying products that are suspect. So imagine if they're buying good products, how much better it would work.
Absolutely.
You don't want to lose all these people because they tried an underdosed CBD edible or tincture and never came back.
That's the
one. You know, it's like if you try aspirin and it doesn't work, you don't come back to aspirin.
Right. You're going to switch to Advil or
a lot
whatever.
Of the population, it's not working for it because they're not buying the real thing.
Yeah.
But there is a significant amount, whether it's placebo or otherwise, that swears by CBD. I hear a lot of stories.
That same works for anything, though. I mean, there's a lot of placebo effect in just about anything. The good news is with CBD, when it's done right and it's done by reputable people and you know what you're getting, it actually works. It's not just placebo effect, you know?
Well, it also depends. If you have a lot of medicine in your body, it won't work. It won't overcome that. I have people who have a lot of medicine and they want me to, you know, they want to know why it doesn't work. Well, if you're on painkillers, you know, if you're on your deathbed, CBD isn't going to bring you back to life.
Probably not. No.
But
and anyone who tells you differently is lying.
People swear by it. I actually like the fun of developing a new line. What I like to do is I like to stay away from major retailers because they're difficult to work with.
Sure.
In any product. And I look for alternative markets. So I look at people, who is CBD helping? I look at those people and say, how do I get to that market? It's alternative marketing. Some people call it guerrilla marketing.
Right.
It opens up a lot of things. There's still a lot of buzz about CBD, no matter what the FDA writes. There's still people that want to try it. And it works for some people. So
absolutely.
Edibles, you know, everybody likes chocolate. So we have a big advantage over everybody else.
Oh, and that's one of the things I wanted to bring up. My grandmother, she is in some pain, and she's older, and she wants to try CBD, but she does not like the flavor of any of the tinctures or the oils or some of the edibles she's tried. So I'm going to take her some of your chocolates, and I want to see what she thinks of it. Because I think that is an idea, especially for the elderly. You know,
Well, what is, well, the elderly have pill fatigue.
Yeah.
So one thing we're working on are edibles for the elderly. They don't mind taking. They're not worried about their figure.
Right.
They don't mind taking a chocolate. We also have sugar-free, which is unheard of in this industry. So an elderly person will take a chocolate and say, yeah, I'll try a chocolate.
Totally.
They might not even know. The one problem, when you say she didn't like edibles, what didn't she like about it?
She didn't like some of the flavor and whatnot. She thought it was like too grassy, or it was too, you know, like that kind of earthy hemp flavor. And I think she loves dark chocolate.
I have that. I don't know what brand you got, or it's not important. Real CBD in edibles is going to have that. That's another one of the problems. A lot of the CBD stuff made out there is made with isolate, which has none of that earthy taste. You might as well give somebody, you know, they might as well eat a solid Hershey bar. They don't know they're getting it. You need, if you don't have any difference in taste, how do you know you're really getting something?
I totally agree. Now, that's why I like the full
now,
spectrum
idea. We use really upscale chocolate. We use Belgian chocolate, but we have to mask it. But you can still taste from my chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
And you did.
It's there.
There's something. And we actually dose it heavy. Nobody doses as heavy as we do. We have 33 milligrams. And we'll probably cut that back in the future because, you know, most of the retailers put out 10 milligrams in their stuff.
Right.
In their edibles or their gummies or whatever, because 10 is about as low as you can go. But our belief has been if we can make you an edible that works for you, you're going to come back. Doesn't do me any good to sell you one box. So you're going to have that earthy taste. The question is, how good a chocolate did they use?
Yes.
And did they really use trial and error to try and mask some of that chocolate? We've masked CBDA with orange, dark cherry. I mean, we do that all the time. We mask. We have a caramel chocolate. So it really depends. Your grandmother should overcome her dislike for earthy because hopefully it'll work for her.
I think so,
too.
At
the end of the day, if it works for her, you know, nobody likes taking pills.
Right. Yeah, it's not like you have a bunch of delicious medication.
If your grandmother starts playing ice hockey, you know she'll take more chocolate.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And if she's playing Drake basketball, she'll come right back for some more
chocolate.
There
you go, depending on her jump shot.
No big red grandma.
You can find links to Incentive Gourmet and their full line of CBD chocolates, including their Valentine's Day package, in the notes for this episode over at ministryofhemp.com. That about does it for this episode, but be sure to check out the show notes for more on Incentive Gourmet and this week's sponsor, Joy Organics. You can also find a full written transcript of this episode in the show notes, because at Ministry of Hemp, we believe an accessible world is a better world for everybody. If you have questions about this episode or any hemp questions, really, you can call me at 402-819-6417 and leave a message on the Ministry of Hemp phone line. Now, keep in mind, this is for questions, so if you're looking for sponsorship info or anything else, shoot us an email to info@ministryofhemp.com. You can also send me questions directly to matt@ministryofhemp.com or hit us up on any of our social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Just search Ministry of Hemp and you'll find us. We love to hear from you. And like I said, if you've got questions, we will answer them live on the show. Be sure to head to ministryofhemp.com and sign up for our newsletter so you can be the first to hear about all the cool stories we're putting up, like our very own Drew De Los Santos, who just wrote a story about the 11 best CBD skincare and hemp beauty products on the market right now, made by reputable companies that we not only trust, but use ourselves. Not me. I'm naturally beautiful, so I don't need that stuff. Kidding. Next time on the show, we are going to be talking about a new powdered CBD product and how it works. I'm excited for this one, and I hope you come by and check it out. But it's time for me to get out of here. This is your host, Matt Baum, reminding you, take care of yourself, take care of others, and make good decisions, will you? This is the Ministry of Hemp Podcast, signing off.